Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization that is dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible to everyone. Alhamdulillah, Qalam has been able to serve so many people all across the world in so many ways. And now, Qalam has the opportunity and the ability to take its work to the next level. Qalam now has the ability to expand its offerings to people all across the world in so many different ways. Qalam is acquiring a campus, a home, where we can continue to do the work that we do and in fact increase what we do. But we need your help, we need your support to make that dream a reality. Go to QalamCampus.com and donate generously. Every single person listening to this podcast, benefiting from Qalam, I need you to go there and donate and share that link far and wide. And let's all of us come together, invest into our sadaqah jariyah, and take this work to the next level. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now enjoy the podcast.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم وقال تعالى في مقام آخر لتركبن طبقا عن طبق وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ما لي وللدنيا ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راها وتركها Rawahu Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. As I give this khutbah today, I had planned to deliver this message before I learned of the passing of our young brother Waleed. And I kid you not, I stand here with chills as I see the janazah of our blessed brother here in the back of the masjid. The message that I have today is not just for the youth, but it is for all of us on this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verse that I recited from Juz Amma, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a fact of life that is so clear and powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that you will surely, most definitely, undoubtedly pass from one stage to the next stage. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, he says about this verse, halan ba'da halan. You will go from one situation to the next situation, one state to the next state. That is our lives. We keep changing, we keep moving. Why do I bring that up? Well, there is a hadith of our blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was resting in the middle of the day to stay out of the heat of midday. And he was laying down on his straw mat. And into the room comes Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. When Umar ibn Khattab came into the room, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he sat up. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because he was laying down for some time, he had, you know what we call a bedhead? When you lay down on the pillow and it leaves marks on your head just from the impression of the bed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he woke up and he had you know, the marks, the imprint from the straw mat that he was sleeping on. And so when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he saw those imprints from the hard bed that the Prophet ﷺ was sleeping on, he said, Ya Rasulullah, لو اتخذنا لك وطاء. He said, Ya Rasulullah, why don't we get a pillow for you, Ya Rasulullah? Why don't we get some, you know, comfortable thing for you to sleep on? So that this straw mat that you're resting on won't leave imprints upon your face. When the Prophet ﷺ heard this, he wanted to correct something in the heart of Umar ibn Khattab. And he said to him, the hadith says, ثُمَّ جَلَسَ. It tells us he was laying down, but then he sat up. But when Umar ibn Khattab said this, he sat up even more. And he said to him some very powerful words that I want all of us to think about today. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat up. And he looked at Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, Mali walid dunya. Mali walid dunya. What do I have to do with this dunya? What relationship does this dunya, this world, have to me? Mali walid dunya. What do I care about this dunya? Ana, ma ana, listen to this. He says, ma ana fi dunya. My stay in this world, illa karakib. I am like a man who's on a journey. Rakib, on a journey. Istadalla tahta shajara. I saw a tree. So I sat under the tree for a moment to catch my breath, to cool off, to take a drink of water. I sat under the tree. Thumma raha. And then I'm out, yo. I'm bouncing from this tree. I'm gonna keep rolling. I'm gonna keep going. This isn't my purpose. This tree, I'm strolling through. I'm not stopping. I'm not staying here. I'm stopping. Istadalla tahta shajara. Thumma raha fatarakaha. He says, I'm leaving this tree, and then when I turn back, I don't care about a tree. SubhanAllah, you go on a journey, you're going to Mecca, you're going to Medina, you're going back to the Balad, you stop at a layover in Istanbul, you stop in a layover in some other country, you don't think about the layover, you don't get attached to the layover, you keep rolling, you keep strolling, you keep moving. Any difficulties at the layover, big deal. I'm not staying here, I'm keeping going. Don't worry about the tree. See, here's the point I want to bring up. When you're on a journey and you know the goal, when you're on a journey and you know where you're headed, it gives you purpose and meaning. You know what you're traveling for. You know where you're going. You know where your intent is. So everything on the way is just a distraction, just a temporal circumstance. Why am I bringing this up? 2 weeks ago, Ashab, young brother, 23, 24, he came up to me in the Mansfield Masjid, Ba'd al-Isha. I love this brother. He loves the deen, alhamdulillah. Young Philistini boy. He comes up to me, Sheikh, and he says, Sheikh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's up. I said, whoa, hold up, man. What's going on? He says, I don't know, man. I'm not really on my deen. I'm not going to the halaqat and the durus. You know, I'm coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, but I don't know what's going on. So I said, wait, hold on, tell me. How's school going? And he says to me, no, I graduated. I said, I know the problem. I know the problem. Brothers and sisters, one of the major problems that we and our youth have is that we have failed to differentiate between the micro goals of our lives and the macro goals of our lives. What's a micro goal? See, ever since we were all born and raised in this country, we've been told you got to get out of kindergarten to go to first grade. You got to do well in grade school so you can get into a good pre-high school. You got to do good in eighth grade so you can get into a good high school. Then when you get into high school, your focus is, I got to get good grades. I got to work a job. Why? So that I can get into a good college. What I'm trying to say is we've taught our children constantly how to focus and be successful at achieving the micro goals in life. They know, okay, I gotta do my work in school, I gotta do good. If you ask them why, they say, oh, so I can get into a good undergraduate school. Then when they're in undergraduate school, they work hard. We tell them, Ibnati, study hard, do your best. Why, Baba? So you can get a good job, you can go to a good graduate school, everything will be A-okay. So they get into graduate school or they get the job they wanted. All the time they've been looking at the macro, micro goals. They've been looking at the trees for our example. But what happens is this. Every now and then you get to a tree and you don't see no trees in front of you. I tell you this because I accepted Islam after high school. Didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't know what was next. But I knew life had to have a deeper macro goal. Something greater than just high school, college, job, house, family. There got to be something deeper than this. What we've done to our shabab and what we've done in our own lives. Hatta al-kibar, even the elders in this group, you got your business. You got your dream job. But you still feel like something's missing. And the reason you feel that way is because you forgot the ultimate goal. You kept looking at the trees. You forgot the journey. And it's at a moment like this, with the janazah of our beloved brother and behind us, as we suddenly salat, we remember, oh my goodness, those micro goals don't matter that much, man. Those micro goals don't mean too much. لَتَرْقَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You will surely go from one stage to the next stage to the next stage. But the question is, during each stage, are you able to keep your focus on the actual purpose of why we're here? To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect to Allah. You've taught your children, do good in school, get a good job, work hard. Have you reminded them about the true purpose of life, what we're really here for? The reason I bring this up is because the greatest destruction, the greatest destructive thing is to not teach greater purpose to our own children. And for our own selves, those of us who have businesses that are successful, even you sitting in this room, you got your dream job, you got your business, everything is great, but I ask you inside, do you feel complete? No, you don't. You don't feel complete. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us a beautiful hadith which puts all of these things into perspective. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that you should strive for success in this world. Undoubtedly. Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should be the best in whatever you strive to do. But the Rasul also taught us that this dunya will wrap you up. This dunya will bring you in and you will become so focused on the dunya, you will live 30, 40 years of your life only focused on that business. You get to the age of 50, 60, now you have a midlife crisis, time to go bungee jumping. Time to go skydiving, midlife crisis, don't know what life is all about anymore. SubhanAllah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a profound hadith, من جعل الهموم هما واحدا كفاه الله هم دنياه ومن تشبعت به الهموم لم يبال الا في اي وادية الدنيا هلك. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, this dunya has a lot of worries. High school, graduate school, wife, family, job. This dunya has a lot of worries. What's the solution? Remember what I said about the goal? Rasul sallallahu he says, من جعل الهموم. Whoever takes all of these worries, high school, job, business, family, all of these worries, من جعل الهموم. Whoever takes all of those humum and makes it all into one hum. What is hum? One worry. Hum ma'akhiratihi. Hum of what our state will be when we're sitting right there. Hum. Our concern for what our state will be when we're there. When the job doesn't matter anymore. When the wife and family doesn't matter anymore. when the accolades and scholarships don't matter anymore. من جعل الهموم هما واحدا. Whoever takes all of the worries of this dunya and makes their worry one worry. What worry is that, Mikayu? That worry is hamma akhirah. Focus on your akhirah. Focus on your relationship with Allah. Yes, become a successful engineer. Yes, become a successful whatever it may be, entrepreneur. Yes, become a successful all of those things. But your primary worry, your primary concern. من جعل الهموم هما واحد كفاه الله هم دنياه. Allah will take care of all of the other worries of this dunya. You worry on your salat, Allah will take care of that scholarship. You worry about your zakat, you worry about your dhikr, your Quran, Allah will take care of that boss that's giving you a hard time. You worry about all of your akhirah, Allah will take care of those other humum of the dunya. But here's the al-aqs, here's the opposite. Rasulullah ﷺ says, وَمَن تَشَبَّأَتْ بِهِ الْهُمُومِ. Whoever allows all of these worries to throw them off track. تَشَبَّأَتْ, شَبَّأَ means like to go off and veer off here and there. Whoever allows all these worries to take you on this way, I'm worried about this, now I gotta worry about Bitcoin, now I gotta worry about my job over here, I gotta worry about this. Whoever allows this dunya to take them in every direction, listen to the words of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَمْ يُبَالِ اللَّهِ فِي أَيِّ وَادِيَةِ الدُّنْيَا هَلَكَ. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah does not care which of the valleys of this world you allow yourself to be destroyed in. You want your life to be consumed by work? Ruh, go ahead. That's it. Your life is all about work now. Age 60, 70, you're still thinking about work. SubhanAllah. لَمْ يُبَالِ لَا فِي أَيِّ وَهَدِيَةِ الدُّنْيَا هَلَكَ. In another hadith similarly, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ كَانَ هَمُّهُ الْآخِرَةِ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُ. Whoever's main concern and worry, the goal, not the tree, the goal on the journey, is akhirah, their final destination, where they're going, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُ. Allah will bring all your affairs together. Allah will bring it all together. Family will be great. Job, alhamdulillah. Rizq, sustenance, great. Everything's coming together. Why? Because you stopped focusing on the tree and you focused on the journey. وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِي. And then Allah, the Rasul ﷺ says, Allah will put richness in your heart, not in your pocket, not in your bank account. He'll put richness in your heart. Why? Because even though you have the job, even though you don't have the job, your worry is here, your concern is akhirah, so there's richness in the heart. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And the dunya will come to you. Why? Because your focus is on the akhirah. I conclude, brothers and sisters. My message is done. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what is this world to me? I'm on a journey, man. I stopped under a tree. I rested. I drank. I got my strength. ثُمَّ رَاحَ. Then I left. وَتَرَكَ الشَّجَرَ. And I left the tree behind me. Who cares about that tree? All of us in this room need to focus every day on the macro goal. Stop focusing on the micro goals, man. High school, college, graduate. Those things will come. But you're going to get to a point where you reach all the goals. And then you ask yourself, what am I doing? What is life about? Where am I going? And if now it hasn't become clear, this is where we're going. This is where we're going. Where Allah looks at us like He will look at Waleed and smile and say, all of your sins, Waleed, are forgiven. All of your troubles of the dunya are behind you. تركت الشجرة يا وليد، تركت الشجرة يا وليد. He left the tree. ثم راح. As we pray on Waleed, you best believe we'll be praying on you one day. You'll be praying on me one day. And you will tarak al-shajara. You'll leave the tree behind. Stop looking at the micro goals in life. Take a step back. Look at the macro goals. And ask yourself, is your relationship with Allah your primary concern? Or have you allowed yourself to just become consumed by another valley in this dunya? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.